Do you ever cross your legs the lady way and then notice that you're doing it? Or is that just me?
Yeah.
Sometimes I cross my legs the lady way and I'm like, oh, my balls kind of hurt, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, they're not that in the way for me.
I have really big balls.
Wow. Is that true?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Wow, things I didn't want to know for 500.
Like, could I?
They're not like big, fatty, big.
Could I get both of them in my mouth at the same time, do you think?
Oh, unlikely.
I don't know.
Unlikely.
I mean, I can fit almost my whole fist in my mouth.
Open your mouth real wide let's.
No. Oh, God.
Good for you. Oh, okay. Well, now you're just fisting yourself.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Things I didn't want to know for 500.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3688. The BFO for Thursday, the 24th of March, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Big Fatty, we just got a barnyard of squeakies around here.
The rain came down in rushing, rising rivulets, till the river crept out of its bed and crept right into piglets.
Hello, Umbra Shooters. Big Fatty, that's Squeaky Piggy. It is Squeaky Piggy, y'all. Squeaky Piggy usually stays in the live chamber, where all good piggies are, and y'all, that old Crooked Hat and old Daniel Bieber, y'all raising hell that Squeaky Chicken was popular, and that Squeaky Piggy was just relegated to the back of the line, back of the barnyard, and y'all, it couldn't be further than the truth. But isn't that right, Squeaky Piggy? Okay, a pig of few words. Yes, Big Betty, I wish you were a pig of few words.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, today the 24th of March, y'all, we have not one but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first I met out there at Pride 48 one year, and y'all, I used to do a little show called N Tristan. Oh yes, Big Fatty, and y'all used to have a group show, and y'all, that's the first, I believe, and I'll be corrected if I'm wrong. Always are, Big Fatty. That is where I met Kim. Beaver the very first time. Big Fatty! Tristan has had a tough time, and I don't know if Tristan even... I doubt Tristan listens anymore, but if he's out there, it would be lovely if we heard from him every once in a while. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, I can assure you, this person has never, ever listened to a one of the little shows, Big Fatty. But yo, she's a international internet celebrity nonetheless. Y'all, it is the mother of Mike John from the Gayish little show. You heard them at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Ma Johnson. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Ma Johnson. We do indeed. So, y'all, and y'all, I don't know if they're on the Twitty or the Metaspace, but y'all, if you see them, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! Indeed, and Big Fatty, you know you didn't tell everybody why they were umber shoots today. Oh, I forgot. Well, yeah, Big Fatty, that's why you didn't tell them. You forgot. It's silly. Y'all, your umber shoots today, because y'all, Wednesday afternoon, y'all, we've been preparing. We've been preparing for the storms that were moving through the Tejas and Louisiana and Alabama and Georgia, Mississippi. Big Fatty, I wonder if Jeremiah had to endure them. Well, we hadn't heard from Jeremiah in forever. Big Fatty, I bet he's got a good report on the gas prices. Probably so. I hope Phoenix Dave out there in the Red Stick, that he didn't have any problems. Or all the listeners over there in the Tejas. Big Fatty, is there anybody in Alabama? Dr. P and Rodan are over there, but Big Fatty, I said listeners. Oh no, we don't have any listeners in. Y'all, we're getting all those storms coming through Wednesday night and all day Thursday today. The rain will be coming down, Big Fatty. After I spoke to you yesterday, now let me think. Oh, we went to have supper with Olive. At the Okra Grill, y'all. We pulled up into the parking lot, y'all. Closed for construction, y'all. They must be emptying the grease trap or something. But y'all, they're closed for construction. Don't know how long they'll be closed for construction, but y'all, it was an astonishment to all of us. So, yeah, we went to a place that Miss Kitty and Olive and I used to go to called Toast. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, you smell burning toast all the time. I do. What did we do? We had we went there. They have a branch over near the Okra Grill and. So we went there. Y'all, I had brufkas. I had brufkas for supper. Y'all, brufkas for supper. If you hadn't had that in a while, y'all, you need to do it. It's just lovely. Had the cone beef hash with a biscuit and sausage gravy and scrambled eggs and some grits. Big Fatty, you had the big cob brufkas. I did. Came back home and... The Nip and I did just a short little nipple walk around the inner circle here in Fat Acres. Caught up on some things on the TV machine. I don't remember what they were, but I know the news and the Jeopardy, but it seems like there was something else I watched. But anyway, y'all, between the cobs from supper and the Trazodone, y'all, I was ready for bed. 9:30 p.m. in the evening, crawled right in there, and had another one of those dreams, Big Fatty. Well, now, y'all, since I don't have an official dream bumper, y'all, I just thought I'd put old Mr. Whistle out there.
Woodhaven.
Big Fatty, But who knows? Maybe there'll be a dream bumper. But y'all, the dream on two, I say Tuesday night is Joe Biden and I. We were in the Miami. And it was the two of us in a motel with one of his top aides. And y'all, we were out on the town, and we were getting ready to go on a cruise. And the cruise was going out of Fort Lauderdale, not Miami. And so y'all, we were out to sightseeing and everything. And y'all, the cruise was leaving at 6 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, we were out and about and came back to the motel. And y'all, it was 4:30, and I said, "We've got to get going. We've got to get up to the ship." But he wanted to go get something to eat. So he and the assistant aide, they went and got something to eat. I said, "Well, I'm gonna pack my valise, so at least I'll be ready." And y'all, they came back, and y'all, it was 5:30 p.m. in the afternoon. And the ship was leaving at 6 p.m. I said, "We'll never make the ship unless you play that card." And y'all, they looked at each other and they said, "Let's play it." And y'all, before you know it, we were going 150 miles an hour up I-95 from Miami to the Fort Lauderdale with the police escort. And y'all, we arrived at the ship. Y'all, there must have been 30 steamer trunks of things. And y'all, I was trying to show them my passport to get on the ship. Y'all, by the way, the ship looked like one of these old-timey cruise ships. Almost had a pirate ship look to the outside. But y'all, it was an old-timey cruise ship on the inside. And so I was showing my passport, and they said, "Just get on. We don't care." And so I got on, and y'all, I walked downstairs, and there was Dr. Jill Biden, and y'all, she came up to me and said, "Oh, Big Fatty, I'm so glad you made it." And y'all, then there was the wife of the second gentleman. Now, it was not Kamala Harris. It was someone who looked like Madeleine Albright or somebody like that. And she was so excited to see me as well. And y'all, then I said, "Now, President Biden is on the ship." And Jill goes, "Oh, he's shaking hands and having his picture made." And I said, "Okay." And I was sharing a room on the pirate ship with Dr. Stone. And y'all, you opened the door to the room. And y'all, it was like... it was only as wide as a queen size bed. But y'all, the bed, the it wasn't very deep, so the bed was like a 45 degree angle for you to sleep on. But y'all, it was split in two, so that if you had to go to the toilet, you had to lift up one of the beds, you know, like you lift up the hood on the car and go under the bed and toot. And anyway, y'all, I don't know what happened or anything, but y'all, we were under attack. I think it was the Russians. I'm not 100% sure. But y'all, we ended up between this big mountain of metal in the water. It may have been ships that had been previously blown up, and the shore. And y'all, we were in there, and y'all, we were like, y'all, it was like the ship could you operate like on an accelerator, and you could go fast or turn fast, and y'all. And then I woke up. So anyway, B, you ain't right. I'm not. y'all slept like a baby, got up, had my breakfast. Y'all got up at 7:20 again. Miss Gail King started without me, and so had my breakfast, did the Sudoku, read the paper, did my morning nipple walk around the big circle. But y'all, the nip joined me today. Y'all bitched and complained the whole way. Oh, you walk so fast. And y'all then came back, and I got my share, and y'all, then we were off. We were off, and we went to the Costco. Y'all, I picked up a couple of things there. Y'all, I've decided I'm going to have the loaded nachos on for right. And so y'all, I picked up a thing of salsa, y'all, and some dark chocolate and sea salt covered caramels. Y'all, they look delicious. y'all got some tzatziki dip. I got y'all. I had a grinder of Big Fatty. Now you love the grinder. No, not that kind of grinder. Of the Italian spices with salt. So I got that. And y'all, then they had a thing of the everything bagel seasoning. I got a thing of that. Y'all, they had the Lent chocolates on sale. So I picked up that. Y'all got me a rotisserie chicken. And a couple of more new ferns. And y'all, from there, we went to the Vonzies. Yes, Big Fatty! Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it, we hear it, we hear it. Oh, Squeaky Piggy's a little slow, but we hear it. Y'all, as I do. As I do on Wednesdays, went to the Vonzies. Y'all, y'all, they had the FIFA tree, the Peter G. tonic waters. Buy two, get one free. So, y'all, I got the one regular tonic water, one of the ginger ale, and one of the pink grapefruit. And, y'all, for the loaded nachos, got a couple of things of the sour cream. Y'all, they had something called the Boobies, B-U-B-B-I-E-S, Big Fatty, and y'all, it's kind of an ice cream thing. Big Fatty, you put boobies in your mouth? Well, these I do. Got a package of that because I had a coupon. Y'all, they had the chicken broth, buy one, get one free, so I got one of those. Y'all, they had this, it was called the Blanc Jewel Microwave Popcorn. And y'all, you know, I like to cook it on the stove, but this looked good, and so I got that. They were on sale. Y'all picked up a couple of bags of the shredded lettuce for the loaded nachos. Y'all needed to get some cheese. Big Fatty Lurie Dean will be loving it. Got a couple of bags of the Mexican blended cheese. It was on sale. Y'all, got a couple of things of the taco seasoning mix. And, I spent, $51.43, but I saved, I got something else too. What else did I get? That last thing was, oh no, y'all, I didn't finish. I got the Sister Schubert, sausage, rolls. It's like the Sister Schubert, biscuits, but it's like a pinwheel with sausage in it. So I got one of those. I had a coupon. And y'all, I picked up they had the ground chuck on sale. So I got that. Y'all, I spent $51.43, but I saved $21.30. Yes, Big Fatty! Big Fatty, I don't know about Squeaky Piggy. He's quite the handful here. Well, he is indeed. Big Fatty! And y'all got back here to the villa and unpacked my... Dick, I see. Unpacked my provisions and put everything away. And y'all, young Nicholas was got the day off and he was out running. Betty, is he feeling okay? Well, yeah. And he got his hair cut. So he stopped by for a little visit. Y'all, he's sweating. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, Squeaky Piggy would have liked that. Yes, indeed. I think that pretty much has been my day. Big Fatty, we don't need to play the closing music. Oh, well, that's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the boys over there at the Gayish and Gayish, Kyle. What do you think of Squeaky Piggy?
Things I didn't want to know for 500.
Oh, well, is it a daily double? Maybe you could get Squeaky Kitty and no, Squeaky Piggy and Chicken.
You can move it on the website at BigFattyOnline.com.
Big Fatty, Big Fatty, it truly is. It's just a damn barnyard. All we need is Charlotte's Web running around in here or something like that. Oh, Big Fatty, make them stop!
That's 619-RUINED-1.
and ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.